Welcome to the Giant Leadership Podcast, where we help leaders like you get the knowledge and skills you need to impact more people and live the life you've always wanted. Get ready to experience tools, tips, and advice by the co-founders of Giant and best-selling authors, Jeremy Kubitschek and Steve Cockrum.
Welcome to the Giant Leadership Podcast. I'm Jeremy Kubitschek, as always, with my partner in crime. Sounds too harsh, but partner in liberation. How's that?
Partner in liberation sounds far more generous. Thank you, Jeremy. Always a pleasure to be with you. And the fact we were even together last week, that kind of is another very rare treat. So
unreal. We got to spend an entire, 3 days on the lake in Lake Lanier, Atlanta. Yeah. And it wasn't scorching. For those of you who think Lake Lanier, Georgia in June, you would think it'd be just horribly muggy, like armpit weather, but it was quite nice, right?
It was delightful, but it was still warm in the sense that 35 or 90 plus degrees. If I tell you that there is a heat wave warning out in the UK this week, because we're threatening to hit 82. Everyone is basically off work, obviously, because nobody could possibly go to work in 82 degrees. And we are basking in the reflected glory of the fact that 2 years ago we put air conditioning into the top of our house. So all the people who've laughed at me when it's rained every summer, I'm texting them all right now, reminding them just what a joy it is to be in an air-conditioned upstairs bedroom and office. So hey, there we go.
As entrepreneurs, you know what you should do? Seriously, you just do day rates. You just create, yeah. You create your own office, co-working office on your upstairs. You get to have $100 a person per day.
We did have two people here yesterday, but unfortunately, HR, the health and safety regulations would probably mean it would cost me more to get approval to have it at that. So yeah,
you don't ask. That's the thing. You don't ask. You were so British. You're going to actually apply for it. You're going to ask.
I've been a rule follower all my life.
That's so good. Well, every summer, it's summer. Every summer in the Giant ecosystem. I mean, honestly, Steve, for ever since we started it, I think we did a really good job. We created this idea of just role clarity every June. And the idea is that what does the organization need? And how do you adjust the roles of your team to fit the needs of the organization? And I don't know where we actually first came up with our why, but we just did a good job at that. And then we've just done it every single year. What that means that for our team, it feels like a lot of change for people. When people look at our team, they're like, you guys are always changing. Well, actually, no, we're always clarifying. We're always right fitting. We're always pivoting, but we're moving people into those roles so that the organization can be successful. More than, it's not about the individual. And so you and I have had so many different roles inside the organization because it's what the organization needs. Any other thoughts on why we did it? Why we've done that?
Well, I think one reflection is what I always say, what some people think is rapid change and constantly changing, we describe as agile, collaborative, and basically evolving and flowing into the new world. So I think depending on how you look at it, you and I as entrepreneurs tend to see change as an inevitable part of moving towards the future. So I suspect that some people are smiling when we describe how us doing an all clarity role every June has been a joy to some people, not others. But I think it's helped the organization. So I think it's a really good discipline. And I think the biggest thing, going back to some of the entitlement culture that I live in here, is in the end, what is the organization trying to achieve? What's the vision? What are the goals? And then ultimately, people are a resource that the organization does not serve the people. The people serve the organization and its vision. And I think that's a really positive thing because we watch a lot of people who probably end up as protecting people by leaving them in the same role that's long since ceased to be strategic. But it's almost like, well, I don't know what else they do, or they're really happy there. So I think that's the reverse polarity of going, what does liberation look like? It usually means a combination of what's the organization need, what the people need. I think the protector culture is, well, you know, they've always been in that seat. Why would we change it? I think we've done that well. I've owned the things we haven't done well, but I think that's one of the things that's worth celebrating.
Absolutely. And so then it goes back to the vision, but goes back to the goals. And so our vision is to raise up liberators in every city in the sector. And that's really not changed, but our strategy, how we do it, it's not what, but how. The how is shifting a little bit. And what we've done is we're basically moving to a tech-enabled certification community business, which we've already been doing. We're just doing it way better. We want to be the best in the world. When you look at Myers-Briggs or DISC or StrengthFinders or other places that have these things, we want the Five Voices to be the global leader in relationships and communication and alignment and helping people understand their leadership voice and align to it. So what we're doing is we're building a global brand of the Five Voices, and we're emphasizing that in the business world, but also in the B2C world. Why don't you just share quickly what we are kind of doing on the app side?
Yeah. So we had, you know, we often allow other people to consult with us. We do it for other people. And a good friend of ours called Brent Beshaw was basically said, guys, I love what you're doing. And I really love this concept of an app that you're creating, but I think it probably needs its own freedom. And by the way, if you can get me a minimum viable product by Capital Camp in May, I'll promote it for you. So the app is really a chance for everyone in the world to have access to what it is we've created in relation to how do we do relationships better with ourselves, with our family, with our teams, with our organization. So instead of our certification business, which really is us working with organizations and certifications, this is saying 8 billion people in this world will be able to have an opportunity to engage with Five Voices, engage with Giant's tools and methodology. And we're working pretty hard at the moment with the team, and Bronson's leading that team, to actually be able to bring that to the marketplace in a way that everyone will hear. So Five Voices, the app, will sit in parallel with many of the other things we're doing, and will be almost like a sister. We talk about living in a duplex, but the Five Voices app is actually in the Apple App Store right now. You can go and look for it. You can download it. It's cheaper now than it will be later in the year when more functionality comes on. But what they built is a remarkable way that AI meets personality, meets self-awareness, and you effectively have your own personal voices coach in every area of your life. So there we go. That's my plug for it. How was that?
That's great. Good job. That's a good British plug. And so with that, go to fivevoices.com or go to the iOS store. It's not on Android yet, but that's a future iteration. So for those who want to check it out, it's really cool. And take the 7-day challenge. Do it for 7 days in a row and see how it starts to shape your behavior and such. So it's really, really potent. And so what we're doing that on the B2C side. So that means that Bronson, who's been our CEO, so we talked about role clarity. Most of role clarity every year is not radical. It's small. Hey, we're going to add this. We're going to take this off. We're going to move this to Tracy, move this to Hunter, move this to other team members. This is not, it's not radical at inside the trenches with the team as much as it is with the leadership, because we now, after 4 years of Bronson as CEO, we moved him over to the app, and now I'm back in as CEO, and Steve is now executive chairman and co-founder of both businesses. So Steve's getting to play in both, and I'm leading one and Bronson's leading the other. So for those of you that have been around Giant a long time, kind of know role clarity. So we're just now getting aligned to this idea of we want the Five Voices. We want 100,000 people to be certified in the Five Voices minimum. So we feel that that's what could seed the world in transforming and raising up, you know, liberators, leaders who change leadership culture. And so that is what we're doing. We're launching that officially in September to the world, that they can get certified on the Five Voices. And the Five Voices for Teams is one of our programs. So if you know people in the future who want to get certified, or maybe that's you, there's going to be opportunities for that. So that's kind of some overview of our kind of org clarity, our vision, our strategy, and kind of our initiatives. Any other thoughts on that, Steve-O?
Only that I got a, you know, I've got a huge promotion on both sides of the equation, and obviously a new executive jet comes with my executive chairman role. And I'm just so excited that basically I'm going to be able to get the golf course without having to drive from now on. So Giant One is now officially on order. And I put your name as a guarantor when they asked for who was provide the collateral. So when that arrives, just feel free to sign it. And, you know, we're going to have pilot lessons. But in the meantime, I've got someone who's going to fly me around. So I'm thrilled about the reorg, Joseph. It's great.
There might be like one person out there like, are you kidding me? They got a jet? Wow.
I think it's been Justin produced the new book cover of my new book with me stood with my arms out saying Effortless Humility and How I Mastered It by Steve Cockrum. And a whole load of people. I can't wait to read it when it's coming out. So yeah, there is no order, just so we're clear, because we're not quite there yet, but maybe.
You know, they'll say that. So as always, we have partners and friends. We have now 1,400 people, whether they're inside Catalyst or they're guides, external consultants, who are partners with us. And we have one today. We're super excited about bringing her on. Courtney Jordan is here with us, better known as Courtney. Courtney Jordan she lives in kind of two places, maybe one for sure, Virginia. Maybe Arkansas, Hot Springs too, a little bit. You've got a little project there. But Sportney is her nickname because she loves all things Virginia sports, and she's a great golfer. She's just an athlete. So, Courtney, welcome to the Giant Leadership Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here with you guys.
Absolutely. Now, Courtney, how in the world, like, tell the audience, how did we first get connected? What took place? How did we connect with one another?
Yeah. So way back in the day, in the beginnings of X-Core, actually, I think it was over in England. I have a good friend named Susan Cumbus, who you all know real well. And she got connected with you guys. And I think she was working on one of your first clients with you. And she also happened to come and live with me for 3 weeks at a time in DC because she was in England, but her job was here. And she was like, you got to try it. I think you'd really like this. You know, there's this new thing I'm doing and I think you'd really like it. And I was like, okay. She's like, come to Atlanta. So I came to Atlanta and got to see a little bit of X-Core in action. And I thought, yes, this is awesome. And then in the same breath, I was like, yeah, not the right time. I'm still selling $15 million of real estate. Not sure that I can, you know, create a business out of what they've got going on right now. But man, I really love this. So that was 2014. Fast forward 3 years to 7 years ago, 2017. You guys were in town to pitch a large contract or large international organization in my neck of the woods. And I was having dinner with Susan, her husband, and Steve. And I think Marie Guy was there and Mike Obadal. And Mike Obadal was like, yeah, hey, and maybe to Courtney working with us one day. And I was like, yes, it's time. And then Steve did what he did. He was like, yeah, if you're ever in London, you know, we'll do a mini intensive, blah, blah, blah. And I found out who I really am by nature. And that has been a super fun journey from me not having to pretend to be something, but man, that intensive was life impactful. So going from a pretend pioneer connector to an authentic creative connector nurturer. So that's kind of how I got started. So after that intensive, I said, yeah, this is what I want to do. And I want to do it full time.
Amazing, Courtney. Pretty much everyone who listens knows the voices. And I think that's such a helpful thing you just shared, because in a sense, the whole world saw you a particular way and everyone was convinced because that was the behavior, that was who you must be. But actually you said, I found myself having permission to be an authentic creative connector nurturer. So can you tell us a little bit of how, what that meant at the time and perhaps how that's outworked the way that you've begun to shape, you know, the giant business that you lead and the work you've done? Talk us a little bit about that kind of journey for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I have a lot of oughts and shoulds, and I had a magical childhood, but there were still oughts and shoulds in my nurture story. I was raised to be, you know, daddy's little girl, and that shaped how I did things. And then, you know, I graduated from college where the world was telling women, if you want to be ahead in business, you have to be tough and you have to be aggressive and you have to be assertive. And, so I took that on because I wanted to be successful. I wanted to be competent. And I had gotten used to, you know, being fairly competent at school and sports. And so liking to win, people thought like, oh yeah, Courtney will win at all costs. And I'm like, yeah, but if I do my best, right? So I had to unpack all of that stuff. Like winning did matter, but it was part of that was just because I was kind of good at things. Well, so then I showed up that, yeah, oh, you want to spar with me? Sure. I'll spar with you. I'll go 10 rounds. And then I would walk away and go, oh my gosh, that hurt so bad. Or who did I hurt? You know? And I, you know, thinking through a classic pioneer, there's no way that's what you're thinking. You don't walk away and wonder, what did I just do? Unless you're self-aware, right? Unless you're truly on that journey. But I showed up how I thought I needed to be in order to be successful. And I was, you know, I would fight for my real estate clients. I was in real estate for a really long time. And I would treat them like, you know, my family, like my kids. And now I kind of come to know that that's truly my creative connector nurture, is that sense of responsibility for them and their best, you know, fighting for their best in that. So that with, if they were wronged, there is a chance, a small chance, that I may have hulked out a time or two on another agent. But I think I did it professionally. We'll see. But you know, this idea now that I get to be the creative connector nurturer, I don't have to be forceful. And it really was a self-preservation tactic on my part. I had been hurt younger for being vulnerable, for being a little bit more soft. And I made that choice to say, no one's going to hurt me that way externally, right? Or at least they're not going to see it. They may do it internally. But when I would show up as a pioneer connector, because if I didn't trust you, if I didn't think that you would be safe with my feelings, with my emotions, that I could be goofy, that I could be vulnerable, then you got, you know, maybe some grenades, maybe some, you know, tough girl, like, yeah, let's go at it. But it's really been a fantastic opportunity for me. And just, you know, we use the word liberating, and that's what it is. It's that freedom of authenticity to not shit all over myself, and to really bring my best. And, you know, that's what we talk about pretty consistently, that the world gets the best version of you when you are who you were designed to be. And so freedom to live in that.
Yeah, I mean, that's so good. I mean, I think it was Henry Nguyen said, wasn't it, that the wounded healer, we're always best at helping people through the things we struggle most with. And one of the things I've watched you do and have a passion for is helping people discover who they are by nature, not just how they show up on TV. Oh, talk to us a little bit about some of the, you know, some of the work you've been doing using all the tools, and we'll come to voices in a moment. But I love the fact that basically you're always fighting for people's highest possible. Can you think of any examples where people have had the same kind of discovery? They've gone, oh my goodness, that's the way I've been conditioned to lead and behave. But actually, when I lead as me, I'm actually more effective, more successful, and genuinely a lot happier in what I'm doing. Any examples that would bring that to light?
Yeah, absolutely. I was doing an intensive with a Navy admiral's wife. And I got her on our old platform, Giant TV, and she was watching some of the videos ahead of time because she's, you know, super responsible. And she came in and she's like, you know, and in the intensive, we do try to get to our nature through MBTI, Myers-Briggs. And she goes, you know, I think I'm an ISTJ. And she just looked at me and said that. And I said, okay, well, we're going to take some time and we're going to unpack and we're going to peel some layers back. And by the end of it, she was an INFJ and she had been squashing. She had 5 kids. She was homeschooling. Her husband was an admiral. He was deployed all the time. And so she had learned all of the guardian details she had to have in order to survive her role. And she is like serial entrepreneur. When she is healthy, she can create a business. I mean, she's created a whole real estate portfolio, you know, property management, rent risk is her new company, which is great. But I'll tell you, she took the 5 voices assessment again as part of another company I was working with. And she goes, Courtney, I got guardian nurture. And I just looked at her and I said, how's your stress level? And she said, through the roof. And I said, yeah. I said, okay, so what are you going to do to get healthy? And so I loved watching her, one, step into the skills that she really had as a creative connector pioneer, and be able to tap into that guardian nurturer side, but really live and expand her world by living as the creative connector pioneer.
That's so good.
So Courtney, when you, one of the things that, again, I agree with Steve that you're a fighter and for the good, you know, we fight for the highest possible good, which is our definition of love. So you fight for the highest possible good for someone until it becomes a reality, right? So, when you look at, you've been in Giant a long time, you've been doing this a long time, you've been trying to work and go, hey, how do I make it a business? But it's also part of a lifestyle. It's a part of the way you live, right? Which is really different. It's an integrated way of doing life. Can you walk through some of the things that you've been experiencing with the new Five Voices for Teams and kind of some of the upgrades that we've been doing? Because a lot of people who are listening have been around Giant a long time, but you're actually one of our beta. You're one of our early adopters as a creative. It makes sense, but you're an early adopter on some of the new certification, the new Five Voices for Teams. Can you just give an overview of how that makes it easier to fight for people?
Absolutely. So, as you said, I've been around a while, and the only thing that is pretty constant in Giant is that there's going to be some changes, right? But they're good changes and they're shifts. And I think I even told you all this last week when we were together was, of all of the shifts and all of the changes that we've made, this is the one I'm the most excited about, because the certification process and the content, the inside of the certification, is just so good. It takes Five Voices to another level. It is, you know, very personalized. So every voice is going to understand how they interact with each of our tools. You know, I love the Build the Bridge tool, for example, that now when we talk about building the bridge, that's communicating change and how are we going to, you know, move at a different pace or, you know, even implement any change. We have our future voices, which is our pioneers, our connectors, and our creatives. And we have our present voices, our guardians and our nurturers. And now, instead of just having this kind of like vague, okay, great, you got to build the bridge, we're going deep to show each voice like, hey, nurturers, this is what you need to do to interact with change. This is your potential, you know, blind spot in change. This is what a bridge looks like for you. And this is what you do bring to this awesome change process. So we're telling them how they need to engage with change, but we're also allowing other voices to truly understand, okay, how do you build a bridge for the nurture? This is exactly what they need, right? And you know, it's a framework, so it is individualized. It's going to depend on the person and their history and their engagement, but the content is just so rich. I also love the way that we are engaging with the platform with Giant OS, because you know, if you're not consistent in remembering content or engaging with content, then you can lose it. And the platform in between our individual sessions really allows teams to take their communication to the next level, to look at their relationships. And they're engaging with it, not just when us consultants are present. And I think that's one of the things that that really differentiates us, is that we truly are after, hey, how do we protect your return on investment? You're investing a lot of money in your people, your personal development, your professional development. And by having this world-class content of, you know, I think it's 6 sessions that we're doing, but with the OS in between where they're also, you know, having that engagement, it really does protect that investment. And we see teams go to the next level quickly if they truly engage with it.
So good.
Fun. Thank you. It's so good. Courtney, I'm proud of you. I mean, you've been able, for those of you that are out there that go, hey, I don't know if I would like to do this full time or part time, or Courtney, you've kind of done both. You've kind of gone in and out of that. And that's the beauty and the flexibility of it, is that you can turn it up. You can let it coast. You can do all types of things when you're certified. And you're a real estate professional who basically, in real estate, they spend a lot of time with people, but not large leadership teams. You spend a lot of time with individuals, right? But I think it was that, I think realtors, really good realtors, are great with people because they see it all, unfortunately, good, bad, and the ugly. But your heart as a liberator is just so encouraging. And so to be able to take and leverage what we've done to not only build a business, but also change cultures, is just really, really powerful. So thank you.
You're welcome. It's been such a joy, again, just being a part of this and the evolutions. I do want to share one story of how Five Voices has changed a team that is, I think, just will show how it's not just a fluffy thing that we do. You know, I was working with a nonprofit last year, and as in the nonprofit world, they have events, and those events are how they their budget, right? So these events have to go well, otherwise they have to go find all these donors. And the event 2 years ago, they lost $15,000. Then I came in and I worked with their team, their whole team staff for two sessions. We did a couple of sessions with that, but then their leadership team engaged with the platform and was continuing our altitude training. The event last year raised $100,000. So that kind of return, and their CEO told me, she said, it was because we weren't siloed. It was because we could communicate with each other. We weren't protecting our turf. We all had this change of how we worked together. And so stories like that make me so thankful for this thing that you guys have created. So thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the whole goal. The whole key is actually at the end of it. If you do the Five Voices, if you work with Giant, your team performance will go up.
Absolutely.
Dramatically. And your team's performance will go up. But it's how we get you there. It's actually a journey into relational intelligence, right? It's a journey into self-awareness, into behavior change, team dynamics, and then ultimately performance. So I love it. That's good. Yeah. Steve, any last words for Courtney before we let her go?
I love the fact that creatives, we sometimes say, struggle with communication and clarity. I think you've done the clearest form of communication of why Giant I think I've ever heard. So you're giving the creatives a really great name. And from our perspective, thank you. Because we also know that creatives will never tell anything but the truth that they believe. So to hear that from you is hugely encouraging. And, you know, I just add my encouragement to Jeremy and the team that the quality of what's been produced, we've always had great tools, but it's now being put into a world-class framework that actually, when the world sees it, I believe that we will see hundreds of thousands of teams around the world transform the way you've described, because we have a process we can lead them through. So I'm celebrating you, Courtney, but I'm also celebrating Jeremy and the Giant team who've been working at that pretty nonstop for about the last 3 months. So watch out, world. We're about to blow all the rest of them out of the water because they're distinctly average. Somebody's just texting me to say they're at an HR convention with 27,000 HR professionals, and somebody just did a very drab presentation for DISC. And she's literally texted Becky this moment and go, you guys need to be here next year because what you do changes everything. I'm like, I'm becoming a pioneer again, by the way, just in case you haven't noticed.
Let's go.
Bring it. Yeah. We don't want to be aggressively average.
Thank you, Sportney. We'll see you later. Appreciate you. Isn't that fun? It's always encouraging just to hear. I mean, we were, you know, just to have the quality of people and, how many more Sportneys and Courtneys there are out there. It's going to just fun.
Yeah, we are very privileged. You know, Jeremy and I had a retreat last week with about 20 of our sort of giants, and just get their feedback and also just to feel the love and the passion they have for helping us. And actually just everyone's genuine excitement about the next season and phase of what we're doing. So,
You know, our values was called ingenuity. And it was just kind of funny that we actually removed the value. We're removing the value and replacing it with a few others. But the reason is that we go, just figure it out, ingenuity. And it doesn't actually lead to scaling. because people always go, now what would you do and how would you do it? And so in essence, we've actually tried to create certifications, create actual practical roadmaps for people to follow and do. So much more Guardian detailed world in the giant world these days.
It's almost like we've done startup, then establishment, and now we're about to go to expansion, Jess. I think
almost kind of like is,
all of the all of the entrepreneurs who start hope that the startup phase will last a long time. It turns out establishment takes a lot longer. But I think we're finally ready for expansion, which probably is the reason why you and I are so excited about what's coming next. So yeah, whether it's the app or the certifications, yeah, we can share what we've been given with the world, and that is going to be good for us and good for the world as well.
Yeah. So here's how we'd want, if you're a friend out there, here's how I'd want you to think about it. We've been kind of behind the scenes for a while. We've been very disciplined. We've been very tenacious. We've been learning a ton. We've been rebuilding, cleaning up. We are about to launch a Five Voices certification to the world this September 2024. It is outstanding. It's amazing. We have just launched the Five Voices app. When people go on it, they're like, oh my goodness, that read my mail. It's so specific. It's so good. And it's only getting better. And in both cases, we've got something that's already above average. I mean, we already beat people in what we are. I mean, that sounds pretty cocky. And what we're putting out in the certification and app, but it's just about to continue because that's who we are. So if you want to play with us, if you want to help us, encourage us, partner with us, then this is the time.
Love it.
All right. Thanks, Steve-O. Good to see you.
See you soon.
To the rest of y'all, peace out. See ya. Bye-bye.